Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we let you know them now before you know them then. And we have a fantastic guest from Austin Peay. It's Jeremiah Mitchell. His 60 shuttle at his pro day was at 11.49, and that would have been the top time out of any linebacker at the scouting combine in the Napa. So, and pretty impressive stuff. But there's a lot more to this young man than just a quick 60 shuttle. But with that said, Jeremiah, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Hello, and thank you for having me. Everything's been well so far today.
Awesome, awesome. And we're excited to get you on. We appreciate your time. We know you got a lot going on. Let's kind of dig into this. I mean, growing up, I mean, were you a little bit better of an athlete than most of the other kids when you were playing sports?
Actually crazy. Growing up, I wasn't really much of an athlete. I had to outsmart and outwork everybody else. My other brothers were more so an athlete, the athletic type. I gradually turned into an athlete like around like junior year of high school. So since then, I've just continued to increase my abilities and my strengths, and it got me to where I am now today.
Well, that's pretty impressive that you're not much of an athlete growing up, and then again, you put up that time in your pro day, which would have been topped at the combine. So you've definitely, you might have bloomed a little bit late, but you're definitely a guy to put on the radar. So, I mean, kind of take us through your high school career then. I mean, you're doing your thing in high school. I guess you start to develop. I mean, how did you kind of shift? I'm sure you probably played both sides of the football during that time, but, I mean, how did you kind of find yourself on the defensive side of the football?
Well, my whole life, actually, I played quarterback, running back.
There you go.
Things like that. And I've always played both sides of the ball, of course. So I played quarterback and safety. But my senior year, my high school coach, Terrell Alexander, decided that it was best for me to switch to linebacker because of my size. And I was usually bigger than most people. So I switched to linebacker and got a few offers. And that's how I ended up at Austin Peay.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jeremiah Mitchell, the standout Austin Peay linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we break down things with this young man as he makes his path towards the 28 NFL draft. It's going to take place August 26th, 27th, and 28th in Dallas, Texas at Jerry World. So I'm sure you had a couple offers coming out of high school. What led you to be, to play for Austin Peay?
I just love the culture. I love the people that I was coming in with. Like, on your recruiting visit, it's a certain vibe that you get to see if somebody really wants you there. And I felt like the coaches want me, and I believed in the class that we were bringing in. I had a few offers. I had a gray shirt offer to Central Michigan, but I would have to sit out my first semester. So I didn't want to sit out my first semester. I just wanted to play as soon as possible. So I decided to go to Austin Peay.
I'm glad you brought that up because that segues into my next question. And it may not mean much, but to me, when I'm watching you guys go through the process and I start going through the bios, any kid that I see that actually begins his career as a true freshman, and you appeared in 11 games, I just think there's something special about that because, you're basically, you're leaving prom and then the next thing you know, you're playing college football at a big-time program. I mean, really, people really want to wrap their minds around that, how many kids redshirt, but to actually make that transition from high school to the collegiate level, especially at a big-time program, I think that's a pretty significant thing. So what was it like for you? I mean, and I think you started out as a DB, and then what, they moved you spring ball? You moved the linebacker?
Yes, sir. I started out playing nickel. Then I started out playing boundary safety, and then I switched to nickel. Then I switched to free safety, then back to nickel. I was moving throughout my entire freshman year playing defensive back. But, you know, coming in as a true freshman playing, my athletic ability was there. They was matched up around with my other teammates. But it was just, you know, I had to realize that football wasn't only a physical game no more. You have to use physicality as well as your mental. And I just had, you know, the part of learning the plays and everything that was new to me because I was used to getting everything so fast. But gradually I started learning more and more and more. And, you know, I moved a linebacker during spring ball, performed there, and I decided that I wanted to stay there, and I liked it. So.
Awesome. And now, so you're doing your thing. You make the switch. You're starting to play linebacker. At what point, Jeremiah, do you kind of get the idea that what you're doing on Saturdays could get you an opportunity to play and make a living on Sundays?
Once I start playing linebacker, I realize that, you know, gradually into my sophomore year when I started playing more and more at linebacker and stuff started getting easier. And I want to say that the standout game to me that really gave me it, I always believed I could go pro, but the standout game to me that knew that I can really, like, actually make an impact at the next level was when we played at University of Kentucky my junior year. It was the last game of the season, and I led the game in tackles. And everything seemed slower when I was out there. So since then, I came in my senior year, I started every single game, and – you know, now I'm here. Now I'm where I'm at today.
Nice. And you're so close. I'm sure this has to be so many emotional levels of excitement, paranoia, anxiety,
yes,
back
sir.
To excitement when you're going through this process. So I'm curious. I mean, we ask every guy that comes on the show this question. I mean, so we throw you in the film room. You're with some NFL scouts. They're breaking down tape of you. What do you think they're going to love? I mean, start hitting on those qualities where they're just going to kind of stop the film and say, Jeremiah, we got to bring you aboard the 53-man roster. What are those abilities and traits?
Because I've played all the positions basically in secondary and at linebacker, I feel like I'll know every single coverage that's thrown. I'll know if it's match coverage, you know, spot coverage, if, you know, if it's cover three, cover four, if we're in a 4-3 and I'm the outside linebacker, do I have to relay off two or relay off three, you know, in each coverage? And I'll know those what to do in those coverages, so I'll be able to explain myself and show them that I have knowledge of the game and, you know, love the game.
Awesome. And you know what I love about what you just said there was you said the best game to go look at was the Kentucky game where you led the team in tackles, and then we asked you what those scouts might love about you, and you went the opposite route. You just went strictly into talking about coverage skills and being able to kind of haunt these guys when they leave the line of scrimmage. I think that's pretty impressive stuff, showing the versatility, wanting to run support, and obviously having that athleticism, which you do possess, to kind of drop in coverage and be a factor. How about this one? I mean, what are some of the things that we can't see on tape? I mean, team captain, maybe you're a weight room warrior, a film junkie. What are some of the qualities that these guys can't see on film, but they're definitely a big bonus that help you kind of, you know, look at them in a little bit fonder eye?
I want to say that always relates back to, you know, growing up younger, and I wasn't the most athletic kid, so I always had to find my way. And I feel like whatever I do, I'm going to find my way. So when I make, you know, whatever team I make, I'll find my way to stay on the roster. If that's, you know, always I'm going to be in the weight room putting in extra work than anybody on the team, in my opinion. And in the film room, I'll do the same. I'll be attentive, you know. I just really love the game, and I just can't wait to make a job out of it. Because I know a lot of people, they're not really here for just the love of the game anymore. And I just feel like with me, that's my love of my game. I'm ready to do whatever it takes to make it.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Jeremiah Mitchell, the governor, standout linebacker, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again, or you want to check out his full draft bio, go to collegeyourpro.com, or you can check out the audio link at iTunes and Block Talk Radio, and then you can find out more about him. Simply type in his name, followed by the 2018 Draft Blast, or go to College of Pro under 2018 Prospects, and you can check out that bio. So I'm sitting here. I'm looking at your pro day numbers. Pretty impressive stuff. Again, I mean, I think you're three-cone. I mean, I think I mean, you're obviously your short area burst, I think, in your short shuttle and even the 60 shuttle, obviously, with that time and your three cone. I mean, I think your safety background, I mean, you know, it just kind of lends a hand in your athleticism at this linebacker spot. But, I mean, talk about how that pro day went for you. I mean, I'm sure you always want to do better. None of you guys are going to be happy. But, I mean, phenomenal day. But, I mean, walking away from it, how did you feel overall?
I feel happy about it, but, I'm never satisfied with the numbers. I feel like there's always room for improvement. And, you know, just gradually with the weather that we had, I feel like each of my teammates we all could have did better, because I know what we're each capable of. So even with the numbers that I put up, I still feel like I can still do better than that. And if, when I get in front of these teams, that whoever I work out for, I'll show them that I can still do better than what I already have out there in the world.
Definitely. And you commented on what, did they have you outside and running in wind or rain or something?
Yes, sir. It was a windy day, and, you know, it was 50 degrees, you know, windy. I was running into the wind, and, you know, we did it both ways, but the wind, it just seemed like it was always running, you know, we was running into it, like, when we switched and everything. But, you know, luckily that, you know, my numbers were still, you know, the best among all linebacker prospects that's coming out. So, you know, I'm blessed to have that, and I thank God for everything that he's allowed me to do with the talents that he's given me.
Definitely. You know, and Jeremiah, the funny thing about it is, in a day and age where, I mean, they hold these numbers to you like, you know, I mean, it's almost like a social security number. I mean, this follows you everywhere you go. You're labeled whatever these numbers speak of. But yet they have you guys all over the country. Some guys are in, you know, the most elite facilities on earth with a fast track. You guys are outside. And I asked because you're not the only guy that's ever come on this program. I mean, I've heard kids that actually got woken up in the morning and we're told, hey, pro day's today. I mean, wrap your mind around it. Imagine just say, you know, you get a text saying, hey, you know, you got to be down at the, you know, you better be down at the stadium, but, you know, 10 a.m. because you're running your 40 in front of 32 scouts. I mean, you got to do it. But nonetheless, man, I mean, some crazy, crazy, absurd things go on during this process. Some teams talk to you guys after, you know, a pro day. Some guys just, you know, scouts, they just grab their notes and walk out the door. I mean, have you gotten any interest from these guys yet or heard anything?
I talked to a few teams earlier throughout the year. I went to this All-Star game called the College Gridiron Showcase in Texas in January, and a few teams talked to me. I talked to the Rams, the Packers, and, you know, Titans were at my pro day, so I talked to them as well. But other than that, no, I'm just looking, you know, for an opportunity.
Nice. Yeah, you know, right when you say the Rams, I think of Mark Barron, and you know, he was that safety and college linebacker guy. I'm sure they're kind of eyeing that similarity, if you will, and a guy like yourself who has that safety background but linebacker size and hitting ability. So who knows? I'm just daydreaming a little bit, trying to think about what the Rams might be thinking about when they eye you up. Once again, the Governor's standout linebacker, very versatile man. And, again, I love how early in the show he said the game tape of the leading tackles against Kentucky. And then he kind of delved into that ability to be a factor in coverage. And we know in today's NFL, you got to do both, and especially in the passing game. It's the very vogue thing to do right now where quarterbacks love heaving it, and you got to have a guy with this guy's ability to kind of take care of those guys when they leave the line of scrimmage. Before we let you go, I cannot believe we're out of time, but we always like to throw a couple off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, let's go.
All right, now this benefits you just because you're the second one on, but we had your teammate Malik Boynton on the show, and when we knew you were coming on, we reached out to him, and we said, what can we possibly tease Jeremiah about? So he had a couple things. He said, ask him about his freshman year when you popped your eye out with the stretch band, and he said you missed the game.
man, that's really a crazy story, so... You know, I'm stretching in my room, you know, trying to make sure I'm not sore or anything for workouts tomorrow and, you know, trying to improve my flexibility. And I'm stretching and I just happen to hit myself in the eye. I'm thinking I'm blind because I know my eyes are open. I know they're open and I can't see nothing. And I thought I was bleeding out my eyes. I'm screaming. I'm like, ah. You know, my roommate was James Coleman. I screamed, James Coleman, I'm bleeding out. I'm bleeding out my eyes. Somebody help me. You know, I don't believe you can bleed out your eyes. It is really my I guess my tear abduction glands or something like that. You know, just tears coming down. So, yeah, those wasn't pleasant days right there. I was blind for a few days.
Oh, that's crazy, man. Thank God that I came back. How about this one? Now you got to get to flip it. What if we get Malik back on the show? What can we tease him about?
I don't really know much about Malik, but you can always tease him about ask him about his towel matches that we had in the weight room, competition towel matches. He'll do whatever it takes to win. Just talk to him about that. He'll tell you his stories of what he did to win.
Okay, that's excellent. And how about this one? Your cleats, your spikes, what you wear on your feet. It's very popular right now to get something painted on your shoes. If you could have anything sprayed on your spikes, so what would you want to see down there?
Well, for practice, I have these cleats, like the Adidas Zero Lion cleats. So, you know, it's always a pleasant, you know, feeling to look down and see a lion down there to let you know that you always got to, you know, attack your prey like a lion and, you know, always be aggressive. So, you know, whenever I'm not really usually tired, but, you know, whenever I just want something to look at to motivate me, I'll just look down at my cleats and continue to go and make sure I'm always moving like a lion.
There you go, man. I love it. And the final one, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most out of all the questions I asked during our show. But female celebrities, Jeremiah, if you could ask any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you tonight for dinner on a Friday night?
Man, there's so many beautiful women out there, but I don't know. I mean, I've always crushed on Lauren London, but that was before, you know, when she was on ATL. So, I mean, I'll just go back to back then. I guess it'll be Lauren London, you know, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like you're nonchalant about it. Like, well, you know, if I got to pick somebody, it'll be Lauren London. Like, if I got to get stuck with her, oh, man. Darn. Hey, man. If she cancels and you can't make it, maybe if you got a team workout or something, you know, I'll pick up the tab and I'll take her to dinner. So I'll cover your back. Hey, man, it was a pleasure getting to know you. I'm so glad we got to share you with the rest of our audience. I'm sure they were excited to hear what you bring to the table as well. We always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be best, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show. Appreciate you.
No problem. Oh, anytime, man. Once again, Jeremiah Mitchell, the Austin Peay Governor's standout linebacker, originally a safety when he arrived, but he was just so versatile and he had that ability to hit. And again, I love how he talked about tackles, and then he obviously went into the coverage skills. It's just shining, showing that versatility. And then obviously, fantastic pro day, where really probably caught the eye of a lot of guys. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us and listening here to the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.